In the little top, Gerard's discovering the huge range of supper dishes mums have brought along.
It really is an eclectic meal, dude.
Now, Judith, you've got some recipes that you brought with you, but not from your mum, but from your dad, who I gather was the policeman in Burnley where you grew up.
We used to make fruit cakes and sponge cakes and, and a special one with coconut that I still haven't got a recipe for, so it's gone with him to the grave.
But you've got a few with you.
I brought an old book and he'd written down some of his mother's recipes.
But tell us about this. You call it a sad cake.
Yeah, it's a short crust pastry. It's what's left over from when you've made a pie or something. Just the bits that you've got left.
Lots of currants. Lots of sugar.
And butter. The trick is to get it sticky on top, so you have to make holes in it and then turn it over and then turn it back again.
Oh, right, so all that lovely juice caramelises and
on the top.
Makes it really sticky.
Fabulous.
Sad cake is a classic East Lancashire dish, often eaten down the pit as a supper time treat.
Kind of like a northern take on the Cornish pasty.
What a lovely traditional English tart.
Thank you very much.
A Bakewell tart. James, this is what you've made, but it's not your recipe, is it?
No, this is one of my wife's mother's recipes.
Yeah.
And Carol's mother was sort of an intuitive baker, and she would make things without weighing ingredients.
And, of course, if you go to Bakewell and look at the origins of Bakewell tart, of course, it's Bakewell pudding there.
Indeed,
and there's a lot of competition between the two shops as to who originated original pudding. But I just like eating the end result.
Back at the mum's tent, our mums are getting stuck into preparing their banquet supper dishes.